And now some news about plans for improvements in police resources and reports about crimes they've had to deal with. The Home Office has announced Norfolk is to get 132 more tasers, costing £108,900, while frontline officers in neighbouring Suffolk will get 68 more of the stun gun devices, costing £56,100, following the government's decision to provide £10 million of centrally funded money for the vital equipment. The decision, which should be seen by officers be given tasers by 2021, has been welcomed by Andy Simmons, chairman of the Norfolk Police Federation, who insisted the investment would save officers from serious injury. The decision comes despite comments made by Norfolk's Chief Constable Simon Bailey in May last year that he did not believe equipping every single officer with a taser is the right thing to do, adding, "I think there is a balance here and we've got to get it right." Mr. Bailey had been responding to Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, Lorne Green, who, speaking at the Police Accountability Forum, had said that in an ideal world, every officer would be equipped with a taser. John Apter, chairman of the National Police Federation, said the news was refreshing and was pleased Home Secretary Priti Patel appears to be taking officer safety seriously.
Norfolk Constabulary has lodged a bid with Broadland Council to build on a piece of vacant land at Broadland Gate Business Park, close to the Postwick Hub. It will be the second of two new investigation centres in the county, unveiled by the force in 2017, with the other currently under construction in Swaffham. However, the proposals also come at a time when the closures of 10 smaller stations were announced. The new centre will be on a five-acre site off Broadland Way, close to the Northern Distributor Road and the A47. A spokesman for Norfolk Constabulary said, "Norfolk has seen significant increases in crimes which require detective skills to investigate. These crimes are of a serious nature, rapes, sexual offences, drugs and serious violence. Therefore, to provide the highest quality of service to all victims, we need to consolidate and enhance our specialist investigative capability. We must also look ahead to the future and meet the challenges of a growing digital age."
On January the 31st, a poster under the header "Happy Brexit Day" was plastered on the walls of Winchester Tower in Norwich, demanding that tenants solely speak English. The poster prompted a defiant reaction from fellow tenants and the wider community, and a question about it was even posed to the Prime Minister as police probe into it was launched. More than a month later, though, police are yet to locate the person responsible for it, although a spokesman for the constabulary said that inquiries were ongoing. Poppy Rose, a 62-year-old tenant of the tower, who was among those leading the response to the original poster, said it was disappointing no arrests had been made. She said it would have been nice to know that whoever did it has learned their lesson and been taken to the book. "It is disappointing. It's encouraging that the investigation, however, hasn't been closed, but it is unfortunate they haven't been found yet. We can be fairly certain it was someone who lives in the tower, as the doors are protected." Miss Rose said she felt the reaction, which saw protests and dozens of heart-shaped messages of support plastered onto the tower walls, had put the tenants in a really good light. She said, "I don't think I would say much has changed since it happened, because it has always been a nice place to live, besides this isolated incident. It does still get talked about from time to time."
A Norfolk garage owner who supplied false number plates for a prolific gang who burgled more than 200 homes had his hearing to claw back thousands of pounds in cash delayed. Simon Oakley, 45, of Aldborough Road, Hempnall, Norfolk, was jailed for 9 years for his part in the gang, which saw more than £2 million worth of property stolen between February and December 2017, including high-performance cars, cash and jewellery. The trial heard how Oakley, who at the time owned Stratton Quickfit, a garage and workshop in Long Stratton, helped to hide stolen vehicles and pass them off as legitimate for the gang. Oakley also provided false registration plates for stolen vehicles used by the gang. The case was back at Norwich Crown Court on Monday to deal with a confiscation hearing, which is expected to try to claw back thousands of pounds. However, William Carter, prosecuting, asked for the case to be put back as it was a complex case. Our first feature is by Keith Skipper. March memories have had little joy and lots of pain since 59. Our reader is David Potten.